This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the room. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, it is. You take lessons.
You're despicable.
Session of Sanity. I hope you believe it to be true. Another session of Sanity right here on the real side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Don't hang. Seriously. Hop up on the website, thereelside.com, where you can watch live, listen live, take the poll. A gazillion things happening up on the website. And you can order the new shirts I got up there. So you can get my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy, or you can buy a shirt, hashtag stand. That's right. Stand for what you believe to be truth. Stand for freedom. Stand, you know what? The shirt doesn't necessarily mean stand for Trump. Because I don't want to stand for a person. I want to stand for the country. And, you know, those Soros-funded yohos that are wearing the black shirts that say resist on them, you know, all those people that you saw in uniform that were smashing windows at Starbucks and other places? Well, I've got a shirt that says resist on it, and the stand is stamped over the resist. You'll have to see that up on the website. And I'm not advocating violence by any stretch of the imagination, but don't back down. Stand for what you believe in. Don't shrivel up and die and run away or whatever or what have you. Stand for what you believe in. Stand for your rights. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I am Joe Messina, your host, and I do so much appreciate the time that you spend with us here on the air and in the chat room, texting and tweeting. I also want to welcome a new addition to the lineup, KQEW, 102.3 FM out of Arkansas. Hey, my wife's not in the room. So like I thought, Arkansas. I love what you guys say. I think that's wonderful. Really, I'm not making fun of you. I like it. And then in the great state of Utah, we want to welcome KYAH to the lineup as well. I appreciate you guys. You can always send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. And you can, you know, hop up on, I think, Facebook. I think we have that going. You can watch there. You know, watch live, I guess. And they have a area you guys can talk to each other. We also have a live chat room up on the website. But you know what? Listen, take notes, pay attention. It ain't that hard. You know, I've been listening, watching TV, and all I hear all day long is how Trump is flip-flop. You know what? And it's coming out of the mouths of some of the, now it is coming out of some of the mouths of the right-wing people, but a lot of it is coming out of the mouths of the left-wings. And I think it's hilarious, you know, if you, I don't want to harp on it, but go back and look at John Kerry's run for president and how the left defended him to no end, even when he did flip-flop a half a dozen times easy. But let's get to this. None of you, well, some of you listening may have been elected to an office, but you really don't know what it's like until you get there. I've been there. I've ran for office. I ran for school board. And I finally got on. And, you know, all those things that you say you want to do, you're going to do, I think we should preface or teach these people run for office to say, I'd like to, and then tell them what they would do. Because I found out when I got on, first of all, there was this pesky thing called the California State Constitution. Yeah, apparently you have to do what it says to do. I don't know. They wouldn't let me do anything else. And then there's these other special education type laws, especially when you get to the school board. The normal thing, you're going to build a building, you've got to follow, within the county guidelines, state guidelines, building, yada, yada, yada. They're manageable. When you get into the education world, everything gets exponentially harder. Nothing is simple. You want to move a wall, even a non-bearing wall, you've got to send that all the way back to the state so they can collect their fee and then decide whether it's still safe for kids. Now, I don't suggest that we do things that are bad or unsafe for children. I mean that at all. But if you're moving, for all intents and purposes, a phony wall, what's the big deal? So, Trump talked about how NATO was not needed, not obsolete in the whole nine yards. And I'm on his side with a lot of things with NATO. If you look at, all we ever see is they're out there most of the time, they're passing out food and water and that kind of, well, that's great. We can have all kinds of volunteer information, volunteer groups doing that. That's not a hard one. And then when it comes to peacekeeping, when it comes to you've got to militarize them. They have to have equipment. They have to have weapons. And as Donald gets in there and sees what's going on, and he finds out what they're used for, as Tillerson said, first of all, the nations still need to pay their way. You guys that scream that NATO is great and the UN is great and all this in the United States, we shouldn't pull out, we should be part of it, we should be encouraging them, but yet you have the audacity to get mad that we want to beef up our own military, so you want us giving money, paying the way for every other nation, but we shouldn't be the peacekeepers in every other nation. Our portion of it may be, I don't know, what is it with the UN? I think it's 21% or something like that, whatever it is. But we foot the bill for these guys when they fall short, when something comes up. We're paying all kinds of money in the NATO and the UN. And on the side of NATO, why aren't the other countries paying their fair share? Where were they? The Dems, that's the only two words they could find forever, were fair share, fair share, fair share. All of a sudden, when it comes to this kind of thing, they can't fight it to save their butts. So I'm sure that when he got in there, Mr. Trump, and he saw what was going on, and he saw how he could possibly use NATO. Remember, some of you need to go buy the Art of the Deal. Buy it used if you don't want to give him any more money. Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves. Home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With the ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-972-5856. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-972-5856. That's 1-800-972-5856. 1-800-972-5856.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Today, a couple of nitwits.
I am Joe Bacino, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thanks so much for being with me. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. And again, I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. Hey, head up to the website. That's therealside.com, where you can watch live, listen live, you can take the poll. There's a million ways you can get the show. I make it as easy for you as humanly possible. And I do, and I very much, I know some of you, I don't just say it, I mean it. I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, texting, tweeting, and just being involved in the conversation. Whether we're 180 degrees from each other, I don't care. You know? And I all I care about is that you're willing to have honest, open conversation without, first of all, lying, making up your own facts, and blasted each other. No name calling. You could basically say that what you're thinking. Yeah, whatever. I'll let you guys deal with it. I'll just shut you down if I don't like it. Anyway, I am Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. We're talking about whether, what the heck's his name? Oh, Donald Trump. President Trump has flip-flopped. Or has it been a realization? You know, remember, President, remember, I decided I wouldn't make you guys crazy. Ex-President Obama said he was going to close Gitmo. Remember, the ACA was not going to cost us a dime. I think we figured out on the show one night it cost us 2 billion dimes. We did the math as to what it came up short. So he didn't, I guess technically he didn't lie. It didn't cost us a dime. It cost us 2 billion dimes, okay? So you take that for what it's worth. And when he said NATO was obsolete, got to go, close it down, not going to be part of it, I did that in the last segment. I went to NATO and the UN. And then we talked about China, right? The money manipulator, remember that? I mean, he was adamant about China. Well, here's the deal. And again, I'm guessing for him. He hasn't called me to let me know what his game plan is. I'm sure he can get my number if he wants to, but I'm sure he doesn't care. When it comes to China, though, we need China right now. And we need China to handle North Korea. Because, see, if we go in there, we just nuke them and make a big lake out of it, you guys on the left get really mad. I don't know why you wouldn't want them to have more places to swim, but you get really mad if we go in there and would nuke North Korea. That the young man or the young nut job there, you know, he's very dangerous to the world, not just to the United States. And now that China has turned back the coal ships, think about that. That's their main source of income. So China's turned back the coal ships. That's a lot of money that young man doesn't have to play with now. And he won't go without. Look at him. He hasn't skipped any meals recently, but the people around him have. He doesn't care about the people that live in the country. So we need China to push back on North Korea. And maybe right now, this very minute, this week, this particular time, is not the time to call China on the carpet. Maybe we need to wait a little bit until we get North Korea under control. Again, I say to you, read excerpts from The Art of the Deal. Look, most businessmen, the way they negotiate things is they always look for more than what they always ask for more than what they want, and they settle for less. That you never walk into a deal with humility in the business. You never walk into a deal where you almost come from a position of weakness. You have to come from a position of strength. You have something they want, or they wouldn't have invited you in to sit down and try to make a deal to begin with. So you get in there, you make your deal, you do the best you can with what you got. And sometimes, as he says in the book, and I haven't read the book, I've read bits and pieces of it, sometimes you just have to walk away. And I can't tell you how many deals I've walked away from that have resurrected a few weeks later, and I got a better deal out of it because I was willing to walk away. Once you let them know it's not an emotional thing, you're fine. So I think what he's doing with China at this point, again, another one, at this point in time, I think what he's doing in China is the right moves. Kind of bring them in a little bit, have them help you. When it comes to Russia, golly knows what's going on with Russia. I mean, come on, think about this. Go back through all the presidents and how they dealt with China over the years. And for those of you, I love some of you on the left who is so upset that Donald Trump seemed to like Putin. Because we know that Hillary Clinton didn't have a relationship with him, right? Remember that whole reset button thing? Now, they may never come out and say that Putin's a good guy or this or that or the other thing. I know George W. did something extremely stupid, as far as I'm concerned. I looked into his eyes and saw he was a good guy. Yeah. Man, it's too early for me to make comment about that. There's plenty of guys that have been on dates that looked in her eyes and thought she was wonderful, and then later had to lock themselves in the closet until the police got there. You know what I'm saying? So, Russia's always been an enemy. Russia's never been in it for everybody else. They've always been in it for themselves. The entrenchment that they have there is because of the last administration, not this one. Didn't matter how friendly or chummy Trump was with them. Who let them get a foothold where they're at? Who didn't push back on them? I wonder. Did he flip-flop? No, I don't think he's flip-flopping. I think it's some realities that he's studying it. Like I said earlier, when I got into office, the office I was voted into as a school board member, there were a lot of things I found out I couldn't do. Some of the things that something as simple as me wanting to do career tech education. You know, you guys, you older guys listening, used to call that industrial arts in my day. I said, how easy can this be? I mean, how hard can this be? People want plumbers, carpenters, electricians, all that other stuff. We want people to be able to do this. We want to find these kids to find their passion to move forward. How hard can it be? Well, it almost really, honestly takes an act of Congress to make it happen. And I say that because you can't, look, come on, guys, think about this. A guy who's making decent money as an auto mechanic isn't going to become a teacher right away. So if we want to teach auto mechanic classes, we have to actually go out and find auto mechanics that are willing to give up their jobs at the shop or wherever they're working and come and teach. You have to teach them how to teach. You have to help them write their lesson plans at first. You got to get them credit. It is a nightmare to do. I had suggested a couple of years back to a couple of legislators I met with, why don't we do team teaching? They do it all the time. Look, they spend the money to have two teachers in a class in some areas, ones that speak Spanish, ones that speak English. That seems to be okay and wonderful. But I suggested that for career tech education, that maybe we have a teacher, when it comes to the academic portion, is there to teach the academic portion, and then you have the what we call a practical portion, the hands-on portion, would be taught by the industry expert. Oh, no. That's against California Ed Code. Can't do that. It's craziness. I'm Trouble Senior, your host, listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always have a pleasure when you're with me. We're going to talk about the Syrian strike a little bit and what Americans really, really think about it. We'll be right back. At Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandate slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Nearly one-third of FBI domestic terrorism cases involve refugees. One-third. There's already been riots across Europe. Is America next? Hi, I'm the owner of Infidel Body Armor. Over the past 4 years, I've sold thousands of body armor kits and trained hundreds of sheepdogs. They have prepared. Have you? I invite you to go to my website at InfidelBodyArmor.com and click on specials. Trouble is coming. Now do something about it. InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
But we have to pass the bill so that you can find out what is in it away from the fog of the controversy.
We are back. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air and the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. So, you know, be involved in the conversation, seriously. You know, I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with me, you know, you sent me emails, joe@therealside.com. Like I say, you send me stories and what have you. It would make it a little easier on me if you would put a capital TRS in the subject line, you know, as the first three letters. And that way there I know it's not a junk solicitation. You're trying to sell me something. Right? Tell me what it is you want me to talk about. Tell me what it is you want me to think about. So anyway, again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. The media friendly around the Donald. All the crazy stuff that's going on. You know, Syria bad. Did he go back on his word? Was it unconstitutional? I always loved that, too. The Dems couldn't find a constitution for 8 years. All of a sudden, it seems to be just overflowing everywhere. For them. Well, the word is, anyway. I don't know about the rest of it. So, how has the U.S. military strike on Syria influenced your opinion of Trump? That's the question that we've been asking. So, the poll, as I don't know, I checked it earlier today. 38% of Americans support Trump's decision to conduct a military strike in Syria, while another 35% disapprove. 27% are unsure, hinting that the strike was incredibly divisive. Trump voters are five times as supportive of Syria's strike as Clinton voters. No, really? I hope nobody paid for this. 72% of the respondents who voted for Trump in the last election support the strike. That's 34% more than popular opinion. It's also five times more than Clinton voters, only 15% which approve. But you see how divided the country is. I mean, you go to Rasmussen Reports. They do all these polls, and most of them today are down party lines. Most of them. You still have some liberals and some Democrats, believe it or not, that are still supporting some of the things that Trump is doing and the action that he's taken. One in five Americans respect Trump more after the strike. You know, his poll numbers went up after the strike. His approval rating. Which doesn't show you how much more popular it is. It just shows you how much more fickle Americans are. Hey, he goes bombs the Syrian Air Force base, and all of a sudden that makes him popular. I mean, I'm not getting down on the guy, but what damage did he do? What happened? What's the end result? I told you what the end result was yesterday, as far as I was concerned. But if you take it just at the pure level of how much damage did he do, how many airplanes did he take out? I don't think that was the point at all. I think the point was that we got it, we're going to use it. If you're going to force our hand, we're going to use it. Just like today with the ultimate, what are they calling that thing? The mother of all bombs, Moab. You know, the ultimate bunker buster. You know, again, they're building tunnels over there again. The Taliban is very active over there. How do you stop them? How do you make this craziness stop? I mean, these people really only understand one thing. You're not going to look at what diplomacy has done over the last 8 years for them. Nothing. Absolutely, that gives them time to regroup. And I don't want to give them time to regroup. I want them on their toes all the time. When that bomb hit today, they didn't know what to do after it. If they could find parts and pieces of bodies, they didn't know what to do with them. And if you think about what that bomb actually does, it goes down in the... It doesn't go off above the ground. It goes off under the ground. It wiped out those it actually, my understanding is it physically does damage to a one-mile radius around where the bomb hit. General Keane calls it a very nasty weapon, but well-suited to take care of the ISIS tunnels that are there. And I'm not so sure anymore. I don't want to hit this all over again. I hit this last night. Because, again, we have to stop these people. We have to fight these people the way they fight. We can't fight any lesser than they do. I heard a couple of their faces were blurred out. They weren't masked, but their faces were blurred out. Soldiers who said they've been unstrung. In other words, now they can make decisions to do things and fight back where they couldn't before. They could have the enemy right in front of them. They'd have to call for help or call for approval. And it wasn't that it should be minimal collateral damage. I mean, the last administration basically wanted zero collateral damage, which is next to impossible when fighting a war like this, especially when your enemy is hiding in schools, hospitals, and apartment buildings. And when they, launch the rockets from there, whatever they're doing, there's only one way you can get them. And it isn't by asking them to come out with their hands up. It isn't by, I don't know, using diplomacy to get them to stop fighting. It hasn't worked hundreds and hundreds of years. It hasn't worked. No, I don't know. I think some of you who really, really, I feel sorry for some of you who really believe that democracy, I mean, the diplomacy can fix this. All right, let's do some of the stories you sent. News out of Nassau today says that we may not be alone in the universe. They're reporting that one of the Saturn moons could actually support life in the solar system. Well, isn't that great? How often do we hear that? How often do we hear, life could have been on Mars, life could have been on Jupiter? We hear this stuff on a regular basis. I mean, sorry, guys, but I don't believe it at all. But how do they know? And frankly, if they monitored our television or any of our technologies and you were an alien, would you come here? Especially if you're from, the south of America. If you're that kind of alien, you probably would show up, wouldn't you? Okay, think about that. If you saw the craziness going on, what would you do? And think about it. If you've been watching, think of the shudder that goes down your back if you think, we're gonna go check out this planet, and then you realize that your welcoming committee might be made up of, Pelosi, Wasserman Schultz, Jackson Lee, Rangel. That would just be torture. Why would you do that to those aliens when they first got here? But as much as I respect NASA, I'm tired of these, you know, we're not here alone. Just look around, we're very alone. And if there's life on these other planets, and there could have been life on these other planets, you know, as my dad would say, coulda, woulda, shoulda. Now, for United Airlines, I mean, they're going through enough right now, and I've got my own feelings on that. It's now been reported that a scorpion fell from an overhead bin and stung a passenger. Now, when you read this story, when you actually go through it, right, they, this fellow found, I guess it was, a scorpion, fell down from the overhead or what have you. I don't know where else it's going to fall down from, so it fell down from the overhead, and it got his hair. But he didn't find it right away. He didn't even feel it right away. But at one point, he knew something was up there. He grabbed it and put it on his tray. So he had two opportunities to smash it right then and there. And he didn't. He waited and waited and waited and waited and waited. And then finally, another passenger, after a little incident, grabbed it, put it on the floor, and stepped on it. That simple. My question to you is, can the airline bounce back from this? Can they fix this? Can this help? I say all they have to do is do a dump on fares, and within 3 weeks, they'll be more than back in business. What do you think? Anyhow. These airlines have been through worse than this, I think. I mean, I don't track the airlines. I mean, think about it. They've canceled flights. They've overbooked flights. They've got flat tires at the terminals. I don't know. Anyhow, I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. I got a whole bunch of stuff in front of me on GCN Live. Pleasure to have you with me tonight. And I do appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE. Head up to the website. Get your Stand shirt. And we have so many of them. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at shelterpod.com. The Shelter Pod at shelterpod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions. So I don't have to, which is good, because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins, so I remember to take them, too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know. The credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
You get a shiver in the dark, it's raining in the park, but meantime...
Anybody know who the group is? Come on, push it up in the chat room. I don't care if it's Facebook or whatever. I'll look at the timestamp on it. I'll send you a book. What's the group? Name of the song. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Now, you can't, if you're at the, you know, the board op, you cannot guess. You did that once before. You lose. You can't guess. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host, listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. We're supposed to have, but he's having travel issues, I'll put it that way. And we're supposed to have Congressman Steve Knight on here in the next hour. Try to squeeze him for some information as to what's going on at the White House. In and around that area, anyway. So, but he's having some, well, hopefully don't drag him off the plane, right? Anyway, so, you know, again, if we can get him on the next hour, great. If we can't, we'll get him on the hour afterward. But we'll do the best we can about getting him on. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. All right. You know, in that last segment, we kind of finished off with United Airlines. Like, things could get worse for them. And, you know, again, I'm sure the guy got hurt. So don't take this the wrong way, and I'm not saying it in a degrading way, but the guy's got his own issues to deal with. And whether you believe you have a right to or not, unless he could show it to somebody on the ticket, I think what you do in those situations so you don't get a busted nose, so you don't have to go through all this stuff and get yourself a few million dollars, just do what you're told. They tell you to get out of the seat and come with them. Guess what? Get out of your seat and go with them. You don't need this kind of aggravation. Yeah, I know. It's not aggravation because you make a couple million. You know, I've talked to people who've had these issues before, come up for lawsuits. It doesn't fix everything. Sometimes they have those issues for years and years and years to come, and they're pretty young people when it happens. But also, how about just get out of the chair when you're told to? Why is that so hard? Why is that so bad? And then some people will get on me because I was heartless about what happened to the guy. Well, remember, that stuff all happened to him after he challenged the cops. So, anyhow, I'm looking at you guys said 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 stories. Hey, here's one. I don't mind this. A silent taxi service was just launched in Tokyo, prohibiting their drivers to engage in small talk. This is to combat the robot-guided cars that Uber's been pushing. At least that's how some people feel about it. But I don't know. Let me see. Let me go look at Facebook. How many of you guys think that that's okay? I mean, I don't know. What's the big deal? It hit a couple of, it's up on a couple of news sites, Facebook sites. So I've always questioned, I always get a kick out of these things because they wouldn't do this kind of thing. Now, the Japanese people are kind of private. They don't have to have a lot of conversation. I do not like when the waitress comes up to the table and she wants to tell me, and it's usually females more than males, she wants to tell me all about the nice guy that she met a few months ago, and he proposed to her this weekend, and they're going to get married soon, and they got I just want to know if my BLT sandwich is ready. That's all I care about. So I don't want all the conversation anyhow. But I will say, in my line of business for news, some of the best places in the big cities that you can find out what's going on in the city, you know, put your finger on the pulse of things, are the taxi drivers, the local ones anyhow. Los Angeles, New York, Chicago, those places, they know what's going on in and around town. So I don't know, maybe the city should hire them as liaisons. That was a quick one. Also, facial recognition software is all the craze these days. Now it's being used by marathon officials in China to combat cheaters. Now, some of you hardcore right-wing, say, you know, that's a violation of my privacy. I don't want anybody to know where I am, what I'm doing. Okay, well, then don't run in the race. You don't have to run in the race. For all intents and purposes, it's a private event, right? But I think facial recognition is being used everywhere. It's being used at airports. It's being used out and about in the bigger cities. Being used at restaurants and other places. Shouldn't be that bad. I mean, I don't know. I know that in Boston, in years gone by with the Boston Marathon, they've caught people taking trains, underground trains. They've caught people riding bikes. If they've actually put out bikes from one place to the next. You know, and I know some of them have there's some kind of, what do they call it, a satellite device. They can kind of track them. But even so, I mean, again, facial recognition software, it's out there. It's all around the place. Don't think it's not. And I just don't understand. If you're not doing anything wrong, what's the big whoop? But I tell you what, I have a field day with this. Because if you have people that look a lot alike, there's not a whole bunch of distinguishing facial features or what have you. Everybody's going to come up with the same name or pretty darn close. It's kind of a little lightning round here. So scientists are concerned that artificial intelligent robots may be more sexist and racist than their human creators. They say the A1 machines, I should know better. I've been in the business. Apparently, I didn't get the I part of the artificial. I only got the artificial whatever. They say the A1. I did it again, didn't I? God, the AI machines Give me some of this coffee.
Whoa!
Give me... Yeah. Maybe I need a straw, huh? What is that? Yeah, okay. See that? Okay. Imagine how big that cup is next to the microphone. See that thing? I'm telling you. There's three cans of Campbell soup in there kind of thing. So the this artificial intelligence machines, they pick up prejudices in our written culture. They kind of learn from what we're doing, what we're saying. What if we sit them in front of the boob tube all day long, switch between the CNN and Fox News? You think it would blow up like you see it in the movies, you know, that smoke coming out of his head or his ears or whatever? But the concern is it's going to pick up our prejudices. It'll pick up our biases. And it'll act that way. But look, if you work in computers, you know you can reprogram these things, and usually the owner should be able to reprogram them. And, you know, on top of that, I was thinking, we did a story a couple of weeks ago. Remember the robot girlfriend? And, well, they have boyfriends too, obviously. But, so they have this robot girlfriend. You can order one, whatever color hair you want, eyes, the whole nine yards. And they come with interchangeable parts and pieces in case, you know, you want a transgender doll or robot. Or, you know, you some days you want a blue-eyed companion, some days you want a brown-eyed companion. So they come with, you know, like I said, pieces and parts they can switch out. Think if that thing had artificial intelligence. And after a while, maybe it gets jealous. Maybe it gets mad at you. See, if that thing gets mad at you, if a robot gets mad at you, it ain't going to throw an ashtray at you. It's going to throw you out the window. That's how strong. Slam against the ground a couple of times. Mm. Very good. And very heavy. So, anyway, I don't know. What do you guys think about that? I mean, these are all just crazy stories you guys have sent me here recently. And I thought they were kind of off color, different. And I don't have problems with the artificial intelligence robots as long as we're, I mean, I'm much, not in homes, prefer to use them in, you know, in factories and that kind of stuff. Now, a revolutionary breakthrough in clean water distribution can pull water, and I've read about this before, they can pull water right out of the air, even in desert conditions. And that's pretty fascinating if you think about it as a whole. Right? But if you go look at the, if you look at the article, if you look at what it does, it has something in there called crystalline powders. Now, I don't know what that is. You look at me weird. Do you know what it is? Yeah. Just powdered crystals? Oh, sure, because that's what I want my water going through. Anyway, so it sucks it out of the air somehow, and you can read the article. We'll post it up later on. Sucks it out of the air somehow, runs it through these filters, and then deposits it. I guess you can get up to 3 liters a day is what it pulls out of the air. Now, they're testing it in California, which scares me. Because if they're testing it here and it produces water, we may not be able to get it. Because I think our government here is really not water friendly anymore. And unless Jerry can figure out a way to, you know, tax it, he may not make it as well. He may not allow it to happen. You know, it's interesting with everything going on. One of my brothers is coming to town. And he's been, you know, dying to ride up the coast on his motorcycle. And he's been trying to plot this course. And it won't let him plot the course. He keeps telling him, no, you can't do that. It doesn't exist. The road doesn't exist. There's a problem with the road. But the problem is, and he didn't know it, in the rains, we lost a lot of those little bridges that you see up and down on the far west coast that overlook the ocean. You know, some of those, they have the bridges. They just pick up a portion of the road. Well, they're down. And we don't know when they're going to be fixed. We don't know when we're going to be back up again. So again, like I said, unless he can tax it, I don't see this happening. Anyway, I'm Joe Bacino, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Listen, coming up in the next hour, we're going to do a little bit. Well, we'll either have Congressman Knight with us, or we're going to talk a little bit about your finances. Are you really good? Are you really okay? I don't think the economy's where it needs to be yet. We'll be right back.